Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we play music by Raheem Devon. Answer a question about how to become a doctor in the United States, and tell about the world's longest yard sale. If you cannot find what you want at the yard sale we are about to tell you about, then maybe what you want just does not exist. Because this yard sale runs all the way from the Midwestern state of Ohio to the southern state of Alabama. That is more than 1,000 kilometers of goods for sale along U.S. Route 127. Faith Lapidus has our story.
It seems like almost everyone buys or sells goods at yard sales in the United States. People place personal or household goods for sale outside their homes. The U.S. 127 corridor sale is known as the world's longest yard sale. It began in 1987. The event's headquarters is in Jamestown, Tennessee. A former local official, Mike Walker, came up with the idea. He thought it would bring people to the area and show them that small country roads have a lot to offer. Others agreed. They wanted people to consider traveling on these roads instead of the popular interstate system. Every year, the four-day sale begins on the first Thursday in August. So, August 7th marks the opening of the 21st World's Longest Yard Sale. The event now crosses 5 states: Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. Tens of thousands of sellers take part. Some people who live along or near Route 127 simply place their goods for sale in front of their house. Others use nearby public spaces, like parks. People sell everything and anything at the sale: furniture, clothing, toys, books, and music. You can also find sporting goods, farm equipment, tools, and art, and lots of other things. Tens of thousands of people from across the country drive along the road in search of interesting things to buy. Route 127 becomes crowded with vehicles. Leanne Houston is the Director of Tourism and Membership at the Fentress County Chamber of Commerce in Jamestown, Tennessee. She says last year she came close to buying one of the strangest-looking pieces of furniture she has ever seen: a big, old, round bed. She said it had a complex design on the shiny, smooth, light blue and white material that covered it. Ms. Houston says the bed was made in the 1930s or 40s. She said it looked like something that should be at Elvis Presley's home, Graceland, in Memphis, Tennessee. She says she thinks it sold for more than $1,000.
Our listener question this week comes from Ethiopia. Solomon Mengist Gardi wants to know how a person becomes a medical doctor in the United States. It is not easy to become a doctor in the United States. Students must attend a college or university and do well in their studies. Students who want to become doctors usually study large amounts of biology and chemistry in college. Some students work for a year or two in a medical or research job before they attempt to enter medical school. More than 120 American schools offer study programs for people seeking to become a doctor. Competition to enter these medical schools is strong. About 35,000 people compete for 16,000 openings in American medical schools each year. Students must take the Medical College Admission Test, or MCAT. The Association of American Medical Colleges provides the test by computer. Applicants for medical school need to do well on the MCAT. Once in medical school, students spend their first 2 years mainly in classroom study. They learn about the body and all its systems. They also begin studying how to recognize and treat disease. By the third year, students begin working with patients in hospitals. Experienced doctors who have treated many patients guide them as they work. During the fourth year, students begin applying to programs in hospitals for the additional training they will need after medical school. Competition to work at a top hospital can be fierce. Doctors in training in hospitals are called interns or residents. They treat patients while guided by experienced doctors, medical professors, and other experts. Some doctors work a long time in hospitals before they are fully trained in a specialty. Neurosurgeons are a good example. They operate on the brain, neck, and back. Some neurosurgeons spend 6 years or more as residents in hospitals before beginning private practice and treating patients on their own. The American Association of Medical Colleges reports that last year there were over 700,000 active doctors practicing in the United States.
Hey, the energy in your words is so innocent, it's so enticing, so inviting.
Rahim Devon sings and writes songs that include several musical influences. He describes himself as an R&B, hippie, neo-soul rock star. Barbara Klein tells more about the singer and plays some of his music.
Rahim Devon has loved music since a very early age, but he did not begin his musical career until he was in college. He attended Coppin State University in Baltimore, Maryland. Rahim joined a singing group and began writing and recording songs. He soon left the university and the singing group to begin singing on his own in nightclubs in Washington, D.C. Devon's first album, The Love Experience, was released in 2005. The songs are influenced by soul music made popular in the 1970s. Here is the hit song, Guess Who Loves You More, from that album.
Word on the street is you gave me this walking papers and, well, I want to be the man that my daddy raised me to be, my mama taught me to be. See, baby.
Guess who loves you more, love, guess who loves you more than he did, love. hop on up, restore your hope. Forget about the past, this thing's gonna last. So I wanna try this, I wanna rock you to sleep the right way. What I'm trying to say is, guess who loves you more?
I love you more.
Raheem Devon's latest album is called Love Behind the Melody. Music critics praise his singing and songwriting. They say his smooth voice and the important messages in his songs are a welcome addition to the music industry. His hit song, Woman, honors women for the many important parts they play in life.
I appreciate your smile. Thank you. And the number you take to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. Ooh, thank you. And even as a single parent mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow. But your lip could say what's on your mind.
Thank you.
You, a lady in the street and a freak when it's federal time.
Thank you.
You, come ride with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine.
Hey,
fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
Woman, 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 strong woman, 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 strong woman, 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 special.
With another song from Raheem Devon's new album, Love Behind the Melody. This is Butterflies.
Kiss me like when I dream of you. Notice me, act like you have a clue. Flirt with me, act like I interest you. Like my eyes do, wish I could undress you. So I try.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Lawan Davis, Elizabeth Stern, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. And please include your full name and where you are from. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.